peaches around here, around this part of the country. I've seen a lot of plum. In fact, the plums are plentiful around this part of the country. In fact, my brother's bought him about 3 lots across over on Main Street, and he's got two of the prettiest plum trees on it you'll ever see. Those plums are big as $0.50 when they're you know, ripe and filled out. They're really good. A lot of plums.
You better watch or the niggers will all beat you to it, though.
Yeah. You have to keep them hooked away from the trees, you know, pretty well.
Exactly.
And pecans and...
Yeah, pecans. And you got those kind of any other kind of nuts?
These trees out in the back of my house here are what they call paper hull pecans.
Paper
shrub. Three of them are paper hull pecans, and one of them is a stirrup round pecan. You know, it's round.
Good pecan.
Yeah, they're really good. And I don't know what's happened. The last 3 or 4 years, these trees hadn't put on yet. I mean, they hadn't made enough pecans to get you a pecan pie out of, I don't guess. I mean, squirrels, what few come on, darn squirrels go out, you know, squirrels eat them up as fast as they come on. I've seen as high as 4 squirrels at one time behind my house here eating darn pecans off the trees.
Yeah, they eat about 12 times their weight every week.
That old joke can consume some pecans. I've seen them in the woods just literally cover the ground with, you know, pecan cuttings.
What kind of squirrels you got here?
You got a fox squirrel, a few gray squirrels. Once in a while you run into some black squirrels. In fact, there's one here in town that I've seen, you know, he's just right down there at school ground. He's half and half. He's from his nose back to his tail, you know. He's from his rib cage down, he's black. His feet are black. Front and back legs are black. And from the rib cage up to his top, to his back, up the back of his head, down to his tail, that joker is red, the color of a fox squirrel. Sure is a pretty little thing.
You got that kind of bird here that can see in the dark, you know.
Ooh, we got some new one on me. Hoot owl.
Yeah. And then any other kinds?
Yeah, we have different variety of hoot owls. We have a screech owl, too.
Yeah.
The white owl. And the screech owl at night, he's one that makes them chills run up and down your spine, you know. Makes your hair stand up on you. Yeah, when he lets out a screech right close to you when you're hunting or something.
Yeah. And what about that bird, Billy, that's always knocking on things?
We have several varieties of those peckerwoods.
What about the big one that just gets so big, you know, about the size of a half?
That's a woodcock. Woodcock's what we call them.
Yeah. Half-grown chicken. You ever heard of
him? He's big. And it's a little red-headed peckerwood. We have these... Well, I don't know what the name of it. We always call them speckled peckerwoods.
Mm-hmm.
Speckles.
You know what? You ever hear of Lord God?
That's the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. As we call cocks.
Okay, we call them Lord God's around.
Yeah.
Now, talking about peckerwoods, you ever hear that word used any other way? Was that ever put in the other way?
Peckerwood, woodpecker?
Well, folks ever, no, folks ever talk about somebody being a peckerwood or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Or how is it used?
I don't know, you just call them, you know, like he's dumb as a woodpecker, you know. Scatterbrained as a woodpecker.
Yeah, you old... Right.
Yeah, woodpecker.
Okay.